Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. He willingly served to the point of death, his own personal and literal crucifixion. He served to the point of death. But his name, of course, is the name above all names. In his name becoming great, we need no occupation with making our own name great. That's the point of no reputation. Jesus didn't come to make a name for himself. We don't have to occupy ourselves with making a name for ourselves. He will satisfy our desire for glory in his own glory. His promise is that if we suffer with him, we will one day reign with him. Our glory over the sinful lust of flesh, lust of eyes, and the pride of life is both now and forever connected to the cross. We don't need a name for ourselves. We just need to be exalted in his name, glory in his name. Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. And as the songwriter wrote, this is very important for us, faith that is in Christ is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. I was witnessing to a man today doing a little helping him over at his house. And he says, I've got cancer and I don't know how long I have to live. It seems to be in remission though right now, which is a blessing. And he happens to be a treasurer at a United Methodist Church. And he says to me, I don't know if I'm going to heaven or hell. I said, yes, okay. And so I realized the main reason I was able to meet him. And it just so happens that when I went over to his house, his daughter came out the door and she said, are you the Rev? And I said, yes, I am. And you are one of our basketball players named Brandon. I said, and you are Brandon's girlfriend. She said, that's right. I said, and I text a guy on my basketball team, it's a small world, my man. He said, oh, it's very small. So he doesn't know if he's going to heaven or hell. And so tonight, I gave him the gospel today. And tonight, he's supposed, before he goes to bed, he's supposed to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ alone, and you will be saved. I said, have you ever done that? Have you ever asked Christ to be your salvation and depending on nothing else? No. I said, well, are you ready to do it right now? And he said, no. Yes, but no. I said, okay. Face turned red, you know, a little bit. I said, for tonight's over, I want you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I just kept repeating that, you know. And so I want you to pray for him. His name is George. Pray for George to come to Christ tonight. He's 71 years of age. Our second page on we don't need to make a name for ourselves, but need to be concerning ourselves with his likeness is 1 John 5:2-5. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. But this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory, there's that word again, that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Philippians 2:9-10, then, if you'll look there again as the passage goes on in Philippians. Philippians 2, then verses 9 and through 11. I think I have here, yes. Verse 9. Because Jesus didn't come to make a name for himself, right? He made himself of no reputation. And secondly, he took upon him the form of a servant. And by the way, that's exactly where our victory is too. Same place. What does God do? Verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. What's going to happen when that name is called? Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the sea, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is going to happen. Everybody with the name Muhammad on the front of their name is going to say it too. Every Hindu. Every ethnic group and nation. Every person in China, Germany, Africa, Hungary, Romania, and the list goes on. Everyone in Israel, think of it, is going to bow the knee. Everybody in New York City, everybody in America is going to bow the knee and say, Jesus is the Lord, and God the Father is going to be glorified. It's going to be a great day, I got to tell you. It's going to be a great day. Jesus didn't come to make a name for himself. He came to serve God as his Father and save sinners from the guilt and penalty of their sins. It was God the Father that made his name great. What does it mean to make someone's name great? To make it strong, effectual, powerful, and mighty. Does anybody have any demonstration of that? I had a demonstration this growing up. My mom said, wait till your father gets home. And that carried strength, power, effectual. Okay. It will be God the Father that causes all of humanity one day to bow before the Son and worship him as Lord. But part of the glory of God in us through the cross is that we don't have to be concerned with making a name for ourselves. This is the world's mentality. We glory in his glory. We glory. Our excellence is found in his excellence. Now that's a meditation. We glory in his glory. If you want to be an excellent person in the eyes of God, you have to spend a lot of time in the presence of the excellent one. You have to realize you're in his presence all the time. And this is really good. We glory in his glory. Secondly, we as the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, who is God the Son, are learning to display the glory of the cross by dying to ourselves and serving others. He made himself of no reputation, and he took the form of a servant. That's godliness in action. So let this mind be in you. Boy, don't you hunger for it? Just to live that way. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Let's look at our prayer list tonight.